Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Devils in the Details McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss some more G.I. Joe toy listings is Justin, I've got a classified series Snake Eyes and you haven't, Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. New G.I. Joe toy listings have emerged online via EveristWholesale.com that showed the coded names for waves 1 and 2 of the classified series, as well as possible Snake Eyes product for the upcoming movie. With wave 1 of the classified series pretty much accounted for, with just the retail Snake Eyes and Destro left to be revealed, we've also got a lineup for wave 2 that could include a possible mixture wave featuring both Snake Eyes movie figures and non-movie figures. It also looks as though we will be getting a lot of product geared towards kids, with another 6-inch wave with basic figures and vehicles, as well as roleplay items and other product. Toy News International posted what they thought were the most probable items based on what we already know, and of course, looking at the descriptions logically, it makes a lot of sense. Justin, it's pretty fair to assume that the remaining figures in the classified series Wave 1 are Snake Eyes and Destro, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a bunch of leaks from various online retailers that certainly mentioned those two particular characters, so I think that certainly aligns with what we've seen here. With the movie coming out, it's fair to say that the only Snake Eyes they released would not be a Pulse exclusive. It's probably standard for Wave 1, so then that would just leave Destro as a somewhat wild card, and I think it's a pretty safe bet.
I mean, I'm just on the side note, he looks amazing on the card art. I can't wait to see what they've done with him. I mean, like, there's a lot of different textures and lines and design aspects going into his actual costume that you can kind of make out on the art. But it's the helmet and all those kind of like, almost like the Iron Man lines going on over the helmet.
I mean, the subtle things with that card art are just amazing. Like, if you know, you look quickly, you can kind of see Baroness. You're like, oh yeah, it's Baroness. But you look closer, and she's got these armored shoulder pads and kind of this other kind of layered armored look to her torso. And like you said, with Destro, he's got the layered metal mask and some other different things along with the wrist rockets, and the collar's a little bit different than what we're used to. It's some very subtle changes. It certainly seems from a design aesthetic that Hasbro is finding that right balance between classic vintage sort of familiarity and new elements, which is really awesome.
Totally. And of course, we've got Wave 2 information as well. I mean, it looks as though it's like split into two sections. He's got three movie figures and three non-movie figures. Now, it's pretty safe to assume that obviously Tarantula is Snake Eyes, based on the Wave 1 Tarantula that is yet to be revealed from those others, but that would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Obviously, for a Snake Eyes move, you've got to have the Snake Eyes figure.
Absolutely.
Scorpion sounds to me like it could be Storm Shadow. I don't know about you.
Certainly
think about
could
that.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if their, you know, kind of nicknames are, you know, are supposed to be close to what the characters really are, but I could see Scorpion being Storm Shadow for sure.
Alternatively, I mean, it could be an army builder type figure, couldn't it? It could be like a bad ninja of some description, I suppose, in a more vague sense.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
Ladybug, though, not a clue. I mean, obviously, we've got Baroness and Scarlet as, you know, Ladybug does, obviously, it's got Lady in the title, so you probably tend to think
you would assume that's probably a female, but I mean, who knows? You never know with these things, and it could be completely out of left field as far as what the code name is. But I think it's probably a safe bet that it's a female character, and you know, considering we know that we assume, at least according to Toy News International, that this Mosquito character is Scarlet.
Oh yeah,
Ladybug would be somebody else.
What do you think about that then? Is that going to be like that must be a carryover then, right, from Wave 1?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, I think I haven't looked too deeply into the actual SKU number, but I wouldn't be surprised if it matched, and it may just be a carryover. Some they've been known to do that in the past, where they release a figure in Wave 1 and then in Wave 2 they just kind of move it on if they think it's going to be a popular figure, but they couldn't quite get enough of them in the first wave's assortment. And I think we know that Snake Eyes is going to be two per case in that first wave.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Scarlet's probably just one per case, and they probably don't want to take the chance of short shipping her. I mean, there was the whole, you know, after Star Wars Episode 7, there was the whole Where's Rey kind of fiasco Hasbro dealt with, and maybe they don't want to run into that sort of thing again, and they want to make sure the female figures are plentiful, and plus, you know, Scarlet's a badass.
Or it's Quarrel. They'll just do a repaint of it.
That's it. You nailed it, Chris.
That would be dope.
Without a doubt, before they do Flint or Lady Day or, you know, Shipwreck, or they're going to do Quarrel. She's She's a lock.
I mean, the reverse card art suggests, you know, you've got Gung Ho, Alley Vipers,
yes,
Red Ninjas. You've got the Baroness as well, and Cobra Commander, obviously. Do you think, I mean, some of those have got to appear, haven't they?
Oh, you got to think so. I mean, we've always joked that the one thing that kind of stinks about G.I. Joe constantly reinventing itself is that it does the same, you know, eight characters in, you know, all these different scales and styles, and I would think the same would hold true here. I would be shocked if
no Cobra Commander.
Could you Cobra Commander by the time the 6-inch line is done? Yeah.
Could you imagine if they don't make it wait to wave 3 and we end up with no Cobra Commander in? I mean, crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
But we get like a, you know, Gung Ho and an Alley Viper
before. Anyway. Alley Viper, but no Cobra Commander.
Could you imagine? Also, it looks like we're getting like a kids line. I mean, we kind of knew this before. We discussed with the listings some of the kind of parallels to like the Avengers product that had come out, and obviously we're getting 6-inch figures and vehicles, it says on the descriptions.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a surprise to me. I mean, the I know for the Marvel stuff especially, they tend to kind of hammer with those, you know, Titan Heroes 12-inch things, and you know, I know we'll be getting to that mentioned in a second, you know, so it does surprise me a little bit that they're talking about potential 6-inch lines that are geared towards kids. But again, I have to assume, in all fairness to Toy News International, you know, there's, you know, plenty of items here that are speculation.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not necessarily confirmed. It says like Core Ninja 6-inch or something. There's nothing there that specifies specifically that it's a kid's line. I think that's just an assumption that is being made.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or he may have a source. I don't know. But, you know, I think it's a little bit too early to say that's a 100% fact.
True. Plus, I mean, all of this is subject to change too. We probably should mention that as well.
Yes.
And you're right about the 12-inch figures. Yeah, there's Titan 12-inch figures have been mentioned, the whole Snake Eyes range there, including a featured kind of Snake Eyes 12-inch figure that might have some sort of sound feature attached. I mean, none of this is
you push a button and he doesn't talk.
it's just dinging in the background.
Bit, yeah.
It's like foghorn in the background.
Kind of like. It sounds like the Charlie Brown teachers.
I'm hoping more like, you know, shring, ting, ting, and like some
swords
gunshots or something. Yeah.
Oh, it can't be gunshots because it comes with a blaster.
Blaster shots. Apologies, Hasbro.
Whatever.
Pew, pew, pew. Not really my bag, obviously, with those kind of things. But are you happy to see Joe venturing kind of into the kids' line? I feel like this is like the first time we've really seen this. Well, we've seen role play items for kids,
yeah,
and we've seen that stuff. But usually when the action figures are released for G.I. Joe, it's always been just the one kind of focus, hasn't it? It's been like just 4-inch or just, you know, 12-inch or just...
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's quite weird that we get... Or not weird, but do you think it's an interesting development that Joe is now venturing into this kind of kids area?
It is, yeah. And I it's a development I like because I know with the Retaliation, they tried to walk that line by giving us really clunky vehicles with play features that were compatible with the 4-inch figures, but not really compatible with the 4-inch figures because they looked kind of, you know, clunky and blocky, and, you know, the motorcycles that shot their front wheels out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ended up with a toy that didn't really appeal to collectors because it didn't really look as realistic as some others.
Too
but it
toy-like, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right, but it kind of... It meshed with figures that the kids weren't really collecting, so it didn't really appeal to them either. So I would much rather they kind of carve it up and...
Yeah.
Separate the lines and make things directed specifically for kids and then orient some things specifically for us old farts.
Massive farts.
Massive old farts.
And well, yeah, that's the worst type. And no, I agree with that. And obviously we did see some pretty rubbish like 12-inch Retaliation figures as well, didn't we? The kind of Rock and Snake Eyes big clunky things. I mean, they've got their charm. But at the same time, it was kind of throwaway.
There's no
zero charm. Sorry, it was bull.
The worst of plastic.
But no,
just kidding. Children who are crying because they love their.
Oh, I'm sure loads of kids listen to our show, Justin. I'm sure, like, we're like top of the list.
Should be apologizing to parents if that's the case.
I'm pretty sure we're not allowed anymore. I think I had to change all of the things because of that whole scare about, you know, if your videos were
YouTube.
For kids. Yeah, the YouTube thing.
Yeah, you're not even on YouTube. You're on like RedTube now or wherever that.
I'm on PornTube now, mate. Yeah. anyway, dude, thank you for jumping on and chatting through those little bits and bobs. Again, quite interesting information, more details cropping up. Always good to kind of keep on top of this stuff as well. So, mate, really appreciate you jumping on and chatting about those.
Anytime that I'm not playing with my new G.I. Joe classified snake eyes.
Son of a bitch. That's it for this installment of the Justin Bellas and Asshole News Burst. Thank you to my horrible co-host, Justin Bell, who has a snake eyes and I don't, so I'm very jealous. See you next time, and as always, always hate Justin. Full force. General's jerks. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full force.